This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Artist Dave Also Brooks looks at abandoned buildings and sees life. And that's what he has in mind. When he sees Durham residents, he wants Durham residents to see that too. He painted pictures of ordinary people and used them to dress the windows of vacant historic buildings in East Durham. He hopes the art will help people imagine themselves living in those empty properties. It's all part of a project called New Neighbors. The goal is to bring awareness to historic preservation in East Durham, encourage people to move into the neighborhood, and also raise money for Preservation North Carolina. There's a twilight walking tour of the project tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. That's the first step in Dave's plan to help revitalize the area. He is with us in the studio today. Dave Also Brooks, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Kathleen Turner, director of the Piedmont Regional Office of Preservation North Carolina. Kathleen, welcome.
Thank you.
Dave, tell us what about this project. What is the New Neighbors Project?
Sort of what you said. There are images of people from all around Durham that will be put up in these buildings. Just images of people living out their lives, really mundane things, but comforting views if you're ever in a neighborhood where there are empty buildings. So you look next door and see someone, you know, watching television or changing light bulbs, just the idea that people are there and you're in this together. So in a nutshell, that's kind of where the images start.
Where'd you get the idea?
It was an organic path, for sure. I spend most of my day at a marketing firm here in town called the Paragraph Project, and just got to know people from all over the city and over the past 3 to 4 years, and just all of those relationships really helped form what the project was going to be.
And who are the people in these images that you painted?
They're people from Durham. I was fortunate enough to have a residency at the Golden Belt complex through the Durham Art Guild and Scientific Properties. And on our third Friday events, people come through, and I basically took their photographs. So they're people from all walks of life. But most of them, almost all of them, would be Durham residents or people that were at least visitors.
So we've got them now essentially in the windows of these buildings, right?
Exactly. Windows and doors.
Windows and doors. So it almost looks like there they are, inhabiting the place. And Kathleen, I know Preservation North Carolina and others have been working to revitalize this part of Durham for a while. Is this project novel? How did what happened when you heard about this idea to help preserve that neighborhood?
Well, I think this marries what we're doing with the arts community beautifully. Historic preservation arts communities have worked closely for years and have intertwined. And when Preservation North Carolina first started partnering with Preservation Durham on the project Revitalize East Durham, we were talking to, City of Durham staff, people who also are working very fervently to assist the residents in breathing a lot more life into the communities. And they talked about, well, what can we do with these boarded up windows? There are a lot of them. Maybe we should paint them to look like windows. Well, what Dave does and what he brought to us just kicks it up a notch. And really, as preservationists, we visualize people in our empty buildings all the time. We're used to that. But a lot of folks need that extra help and to see what we see in these buildings, life, people, communities, and building on communities. So we couldn't be more thrilled.
Describe these properties for us.
Well, there are a variety of them. Primarily what we're working with are single-family homes. Homes that were built around the turn of the century to house workers and area manufacturing businesses. And so it was working class housing to begin with, and it remains housing for the workforce amongst our community. And, at certain points of time, a lot of them ended up being rental properties, and many of them, again, became vacant or abandoned. So we came in and said, they need to be homes again. How do we do this? And so we're doing the bricks and mortar end of it. What Dave is helping us do is anticipate the people who will again inhabit these buildings.
What's the historic significance of the buildings themselves, the houses?
Well, we're working primarily within the East Durham National Register Historic District. And that history was documented in the National Register nomination. Again, it started life as houses built for workers in nearby manufacturing companies, the Durham Cotton Manufacturing Company and so forth. Three schools still remain in the neighborhood. One has been rehabilitated for use as the Holton Career and Resource Center. Behind that is an old Durham ball field that was built to not only attract ridership on the new trolley system that appeared in 1902, but also was built to provide a home to mill team rivalries. And so that is still there. And intertwined in most of the buildings, there are single-family homes. So,
Dave, you talked about taking photographs of people who are living in Durham today mm-hmm. and then making paintings, putting them in the windows. Did you take into account the history of these buildings and the neighborhoods? How do you marry those two things in a contemporary painting?
Yeah, what I tried to do most was capture different areas of life. And through that, I felt like the historical element, you know, would be captured. So just tried to get people that are, you know, represented a diverse background, as Durham does.
What happens to the paintings once people do move in and we revitalize that neighborhood?
Well, they'll have to move in the next 4 weeks if we're going to have an issue there. But the second phase of the project is to take the paintings down once they've weathered and sort of lived in the neighborhood for a while, if you will. And then we'll transition those to a gallery showing at the Durham Art Guild, and eventually we will have an auction event, try to sell as many paintings as we can, and we'll give the profits of the project to Preservation North Carolina to use in Project Red.
If you revitalize this neighborhood with historic preservation in mind, does that change who can move into these houses in terms of affordability?
I don't think so. Our primary goal is our philosophy here is environmental, economic, and social sustainability. And again, these houses were built for the workforce from the turn of the century, and that hasn't changed. They're primarily modest-sized cottages and homes. And we're taking a place where nobody lives now, rehabbing them and providing a home for workforce housing. The prices will remain affordable. And I think they'll remain affordable down the line. Again, they're modest cottages, but a very important aspect of this neighborhood is their proximity to places of work, the proximity to downtown Durham, the proximity to the Research Triangle Park. But the need for houses that are affordable for our community's workforce is not going to go away, and this neighborhood responds to that.
Tell us where we are in the pipeline in terms of, you know, it's not going to happen in 4 weeks. We know that. Are we anywhere near seeing that neighborhood coming back to life and those houses occupied again?
Well, neighborhoods change over time, and sometimes it takes a while. But our strategy is one to focus on a smaller area to create a larger impact quickly. We're already in the middle of our first rehab. We hope to start another one in the coming weeks.
And where is that now? Tell us geographically.
Well, people who come tonight can come and see 213 South Driver Street, which is our first Project Red rehab house. And we were intending to also tackle 212 South Driver Street, which is another house, the Emery Benz house. But happy story there was we were able to sell it to a preservation developer who is going to rehab it and turn around and sell it at an affordable price also. So it's more than just us. We're joining with the private sector as well as other nonprofits to really affect this change. And it's going to happen.
Developers taking an interest now?
I think so, especially in partnership with the city, who has focused attention on Northeast Central Durham and provided grant funding available to nonprofits and some preservation private developers. But it's gonna take all of us, and so you know we're thrilled to join hands with people who also see our vision of working with the residents in the neighborhood.
So, Dave, tell us what's going to happen tonight at the tour.
So at the tour tonight, we'll have a quintessential Durham event, I guess, sort of all sectors there. We're going to have food trucks. We'll have Only Burger, Farmhand Foods, and Daisy Cakes. Uplift East Durham, a neighborhood association in East Durham. They'll be there serving sort of as docents for the event, talking about the neighborhood, you know, how it is to be there. We'll be there. Preservation North Carolina will be there telling people how you know, these homes make sense for a lot of people, both from tax benefits and the pricing and just, you know, even the aesthetic appeal of historic homes, I think, is something that would be of interest to a lot of people.
And we'll get to see your paintings.
Absolutely.
What's next for you once these paintings come down and this project is over?
Well, deep breath. go back to my day job, you know. I spend most of my day outside of the studio. Go back to that, and, you know, the next thing will pop up, I'm sure, in due time.
I want to thank you both for being on the program, Dave and Kathleen. Kathleen, yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a lot.
Artist Dave Alsobrooks is the creator of the project New Neighbors. Kathleen Turner is director of the Piedmont Regional Office of Preservation, North Carolina. There's a twilight walking tour of the project tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Starts at 107 South Driver Street in Durham. Just ahead, the unsolved murder and legacy of Bob Sheldon, founder of Internationalist Books in Chapel Hill, on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.